Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOmeraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello. Hello. Are you scared? Are you scared, Batman?
Mike doing a show for the Ustreamers today.
Hello, Ustreamers. This is Mike O'Mara. I'm doing the show today in my Boris Karloff voice. That's right, he had a severe lift, but that's what he did.
And then there was Peter Lorre. Peter Lorre sounded like this. You probably don't know the name if you're under the age of 50, but Peter Lorre was a horror star.
This is the first time anyone's ever done a radio show with a flashlight under their chin.
Then you have Bela Lugosi. That's the same voice that I used in the opening of the show.
Yeah.
The pre-roll. There you go. I'm trying to think of any. I'm going to turn the mic, the reverb off. It's not good reverb.
You could just turn your mic off and be Lon Chaney Sr. because he acted in silence.
Yeah, I'm tired of holding this. This is my little light here. There you go.
Oh, so it wasn't
even a flashlight.
Step out of
the car, sir. Step out of the car, please. Step out of the car.
All right. A lot of that today, too. We'll have that on the show today. Hold on. Let me just slide this up here. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara
Show. You were tidying your studio before the before we began. You battened down some wires, and now you're adjusting your lighting.
And camera.
The McFiggins are coming over tonight. So
the McFiggins?
Yeah, the McFiggins are coming over. So we're going to.
Do we know?
I will show them the studio. Yes, they're friends of ours down here.
Ah.
And we're going to have them over for a little din din.
Rarer than hen's teeth. Mike has friends in Florida.
Yes, I do.
Like spotting a unicorn.
So I'm having them come over, and I'll have them duck into the studio. So I'll be doing a little tidying up. There's certain things I do for ease of eye line that are not. Aesthetically pleasing. That would not look. For example, I don't have a lot of copy stands. I really end up sticking and taping things to the window because it's simply easier for me to do it that way. But it doesn't look good, so I'll do the fake visual studio.
Okay.
And by the way, Framebridge, our picture of Michael arrived from Framebridge, and I'm throwing an extra plug their way. Really. Absolutely tremendous.
Fantastic. They begin on Monday.
They'll be back on Monday. I will bring that in and show you the incredible job they did. And it took me seriously less than 6 minutes on the internet.
Fantastic.
But anyhow, it is Halloween.
Yep, sir.
And we've got a Halloween bonus show. We'll be talking things Halloween-y. Everybody likes to talk Halloween. As society becomes more crushing,
yes.
As insurance rates go up, as cost of living goes up, as we are really slowly crushed into oblivion by the man.
I hate the man.
Things like Halloween-y, things like diversions, candy, decorations, things to keep the rabble amused, become far more important to us. Would that be accurate, Rob?
We like our creature comforts, and we like the fact that, you know what, I think Halloween just lets us fall back and at least just for a night, pretend we're kids again.
Well,
and it's comforting.
The thing is, you look at it in a much nicer way, which has been the case throughout our relationship.
Yes,
but I have to tell you
our stormy up and down relationship, Mike.
Yes, our constant roller coaster really hasn't been. I've yelled at you a lot, but it hasn't ever been.
Well, that's really sort of what the relationship is built on, isn't it?
Stormy, I would say. the thing is, I just think these things. I have watched Halloween become more and more. Of a big deal, as I think it's been tougher. It's tougher to make your way in the world nowadays. So I think that's why it's really, really important. Do you ever remember? Rob and I use multiple sources to prep this show.
Yeah.
And the fact is, Rob, have you ever, ever, ever seen a year where everything was Halloween?
No.
Where it was just because that's, hey, man, that's what they think is
and
so
it started
important.
About 2.5 weeks ago, too.
Right.
If I see another, these are the best candies, these are the worst, this is the most, can you believe, and you know what I hate?
And we did it, and we succumbed to it.
We did.
Year. And I'm telling you, next year, go scratch. Next year, I am not talking about the best and the worst candy. Not going to do it. It's
what about
not going to happen.
When we talk about epic Halloween fails?
Yep.
Well, we talk about epic Halloween costumes. We talk about the epic Halloween pranks.
I will have today in news you may not need. I will have 10 very interesting facts about horror movies. But I would do that on any day, but I figured since it's Halloween weekend, and, we would do that.
And I feel we should tease that if you don't normally subscribe to the bonus show, shame on you, but this is the week to do it because we have an exclusive interview with a Halloween icon. And I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just be aware of that.
Just be aware. It's a big deal.
If you
want to
get on board and you want to subscribe, you should do that. But being it is Halloween weekend, we have to go along with a few things. Music, the universal language of love, Rob Spiewak.
Sometimes novelty records, and sometimes even the very stuff of Top 40 gets into that scary neighborhood.
Yes, so Rob has 10 million records at home, and he has collected the Halloween-y records that we have. And now, how are you going to do this? Because you said you wanted to do this.
We're going to start with a couple honorable mentions, and we will finish with Billboard's actual top 10 Halloween records of all time.
So how many total will I have to sit through?
55.
No, there's about 20, I think. But
Pony,
we shall
if it
keep
was 55, I would put a double barrel shotgun in my right ear.
And
right
you know what, Mike? You'll like some of them. I know that you like this first one. It's the Guess Who and Clap for the Wolfman.
Yeah, I love this. How you doing, everybody? WDRC, where your friends are. Hey, it's time to put your hands together and clap for the Wolfman on DRC.
Clap for the Wolfman.
Oh, that may have been on one of my audition tapes. That would be mid-70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Early, like 73, I think, maybe?
73, right around the time I was, deciding that I wanted to go into this ridiculous profession.
And then, of course, the old DJ joke, we have herpes for Dracula and clap for the Wolfman.
So, there you go, baby. How you doing, everybody?
Instrumental one here, the Edgar Winter Group.
Oh, well, I don't even count this as a Halloween.
But
it's Frankenstein,
throw it
right?
Frankenstein!
This is, I'm going to sound like an old fart. Crank that up a little bit. I'm going to take it all the way to the hook. Oh, really, really good. Edgar Winter, one of my top guys. Absolutely.
And you know, he gave up a successful career in modeling.
You never can get by the albino thing, can you?
No.
Here we go, here right here. Here comes the harmony.
Love it.
Jeez. Nobody did it like God. God, music sucks today.
It does.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Here's another one. That,
I mean, honestly, you start it all over again. And how about you just stop the record.
Okay.
Stop the record. And you turn on your radio, and you hear this on the radio, and it's brand new. How would you feel? Driving to school.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. I mean, really, that's just, hey, man, this is amazing. Let's cut the first class and go get a case of Budweiser, of Schlitz. Let's get a case of Schlitz.
And spark up some grass.
Ooh, that's so good.
Okay, you'll like this next honorable one, too. It's Oingo Boingo.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to go to a party this weekend. It's a dead man's party. Oh, that's a great key. You crank that one, too. I love this. I love this. What, 1980s?
Early 80s, I think,
Early 80s. It's a dead man's party.
And everyone, I'm sure, knows this, but the brains behind Oingo Boingo, Danny Elfman, who would go on to do so many great film scores. Elvis did not do a lot of scary songs, but sometimes this one gets thrown in because it's about disguise and devils.
You look like an angel.
See, I wouldn't even associate that with a Halloween song.
No, you're the devil in disguise. I think you can pull this one off.
Talk like an angel.
This is a big hit for him, right?
Oh, yeah. Top 10.
You're the devil in disguise. For it you are.
And
Rob, you're 3 for 3 on these. I haven't heard one that I didn't.
You
don't. Like
you do. Okay, we're doing good.
I've got the dynamite ready, though.
Okay, good. This mic, I think, as a drummer, you'll appreciate this factoid. If you go by the meter alone, this song is technically a samba. It's "Sympathy for the Devil" in the Rolling Stones.
Oh, God, it's 4 for 4. These are, this is one of my favorite Rolling Stones songs. Absolutely.
So I
How are you? Is this Rob Spiewak's Halloween collection, or
I've not gotten to Billboards yet. These are my honorable mentions.
Oh, you're out of the park. Pony, what do you think? I think Rob's hitting it out of the park.
He's done pretty good.
All right,
pretty damn good.
Keep that in mind, Mike, as I play Sheb Woolley and the Purple People.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. But one long.
All right. Now, the fact is, they all can't be winners.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm. I spoke too soon. You know what I did? I got happy.
You did.
I got happy.
You
what did. A mistake that was.
From 1977, early Talking Heads and Psycho Killer.
Oh, great song.
Yep.
Really, really great song.
It speaks especially to you, for, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. You know what? I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I fight these urges every single day. I walk into the mall. I walk into the grocery store.
Post office?
I see the blue hairs, and I just want to, you know, put a lot of people in the trunk of my car and take them out to the river.
This is why Mike uses stamps.com. He is no longer welcome at the post office.
They don't want me in the post office. Psycho killer, run, run, run away.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
All right.
How about Paranoia Rock and Roll, Mike? And Michael Jackson on backup vocal, Rockwell Gordy's Somebody's Watching Me.
Why do I think we interviewed this?
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I think we did. I think we...
Well, he was connected.
Wasn't he known as Rockwell? It was not Rockwell Gordy.
But he's Berry Gordy's son, which is why he gets to have a hit record, and he gets to have Michael Jackson sing on it.
That's why it was Rockwell.
Yes. Yeah,
now here's Rockwell. Somebody's watching me.
And the one lyric I remember, I'm afraid to watch my hair because there's somebody standing there.
That is so very, very. There he is.
All right.
Thank you.
Donovan and Season of the Witch.
I don't know this one.
1966.
Yeah, I know this
one. I only know Donovan for They Call It Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
Does it have a vocal?
He comes up by the second, yeah. Must be
turn
the
it up
season
a little bit.
Of
can
the
you give
world?
Me a send a little?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, so I can hear these a little bit. Donovan.
When I look out my window.
That sucks with a capital S. Yeah. That is the worst one yet.
I'll turn the send down now.
That was terrible.
Oh, you'll
that
like this really next horrible. One, Mike. You'll like this one because it's one of your favorite films.
Wow. You know, Scared. You want to talk about a soundtrack that was Tubular Bells, correct?
Yep. Yeah, totally tubular.
Totally tubular. And this was The Exorcist, right?
Yeah, Mike Oldfield had, but it was a hit. It was a
right.
hit.
It was from the Exorcist soundtrack, and it ended up being a very, very big, big hit. Just terrifying. Absolutely. Everything about that movie was a hit when it came to scaring people. And by the way, when you go back and you look along the lines of the real scary movies,
yeah,
they're about as rare as really great comedies.
Yeah, you're right.
You have a lot of slasher films out there, but really great thriller scary movies are... You know, one in a million.
And
very,
really,
very
you know
difficult.
What really separates them are the ones that you can watch more than once. Because
right.
it's no great trick to scare someone with, you know, something you're not expecting.
Absolutely.
But something like The Exorcist, I watched a little bit of Rosemary's Baby this week.
You know,
still horrifying.
I'll give you this as far as more modern movies. I can watch Silence of the Lambs and I can watch it over and over and over again. I watched The Blair Witch Project once.
Yep. That's
I
about
would
right.
never go back and watch the Blair Witch.
Barely
project,
made it through that. This is a Halloween honorable mention. A lot of people love the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they love doing the Time
Oh,
War.
Can I just interrupt you there and just say the Rocky Horror Picture Show tonight at the University of Mary Washington, two performances at 7 and midnight. My daughter, that's tonight, and then a midnight show tomorrow night. My daughter is the lead in the Rocky
is
Horror
really?
Picture
is
Show.
Is she really? Is she Janet?
She is Janet.
Damn it, Janet.
She is, damn it, Janet, and she's going to be starring in that. And if you're in the area, go down and support the kids at UMW, and I know she'd appreciate that. So I just wanted to say I love you, Catherine. Congratulations on grabbing another lead. My actress daughter starting to grab quite a few leads
That's
down
good.
There.
That's good. That's really great. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, very, very
Break
excited
a leg.
For it. So here it is. Let's play a little of this for Catherine, all right?
Just a jump to the left.
You know, I'm aching right now.
Well, you really wish you could be there, I know.
Yep.
Well, you
yep.
know what? 1,000 people will videotape it. You could be able to see it
virtually. I hope somebody does get me some video of that.
I'm sure you will.
texted her earlier this morning, and I want to make sure I say get somebody to video a little of your performance. I'll call her later. Catherine, break a leg. I love you. So that's it. She's in Rocky Horror tonight.
You know, listeners among us may have noticed Oscar hasn't piped in yet because he's not here. But that's a shame because he
Oscar's
would be
not
one.
Here.
What's that? He would really enjoy this next one. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, A Nightmare on My Street. Their homage to Freddy Krueger. And I didn't realize this was not a tie-in with the movie, and they had to settle with the Nightmare on Elm Street people because they did a Freddy Krueger song without permission of the Freddy Krueger people.
Oh, all right. Okay, this is interesting. I don't know. I don't even know if I remember this.
I don't know that Wava played this because I didn't know it at the time.
I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy you all know.
Good call, good call. And now
went to the well one too many times for that.
This is, by chart action, Billboard.com's top Halloween songs of all time. At number 10, Danny Elfman again, and this is from A Nightmare on, or what, Nightmare Before Christmas, the theme, This Is Halloween. And I wasn't aware it had any sort of chart action, but apparently downloads... Very popular Halloween record.
I loved this when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked this pony?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I loved it. It came out when I think I was in sixth grade. So, you know, I was a kid and it was enjoyable.
I don't remember it. Okay. Very good. Didn't know it charted. That's pretty cool.
You will love number 9, according to Billboard, AC/DC.
Hey, everybody. My name's Patrick. I'm your DJ today at the Camelot. How you doing? Want to bring up Becky, Ginger, Veronica, and Sissy. I want to tell you guys, don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses. Hope you're having a great time with AC/DC.
At number 8, a song I love that Will Ferrell did everything he could to ruin, Mike. I gotta have more cowbell.
Yeah, they took a... It was a hit.
Yeah.
Marginal hit. And, you know, they made it famous because of scene-stealing, scenery-eating Will Ferrell.
He's a scenery chewer, Mike.
Who is this, Rob? I forgot.
Blue Oyster Cult. But they have an umlaut over the O, so it's Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue. Not one of my favorites.
Really?
Not one of
not a winner for you.
Don't Fear the Reaper, not one of my favorite songs.
It's dark, man. It's scary.
Romeo and Juliet. Played it a lot on Adult Contemporary.
This is like Kansas. This is a whole bunch of stupid people trying to sound smart.
I think this might give Kansas a bad name.
Really?
I'm not a cult fan. Not a Blue Oyster Cult fan. All right.
This next one, I'm not sure if I would classify it as a Halloween record, but Billboard did, and they are the DJ Bible. It's Creep. Here's Radiohead.
Yeah, I don't think it's very Halloween-y.
Okay, I can actually do the vocals for this in my previous career when I was a front man.
I remember.
Yeah. Okay. Bear with me, folks.
Yes.
When you're near here, I'm feeling. I'm found you.
Mike, if I can speak on your behalf, this is also when you were singing lead for Pearl Jam and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Creed.
Creed
2.
Forever I'm fang you.
Don't hurt yourself. Don't. All right, I'm going to blow it up.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you'll
thank
love you number 6 because it's sung by
Stevie Wonder.
Still his closing song in concert.
Superstition.
Yeah, good song. And scary.
WTIC, where your friends are. Oh, I'm sorry, that's WDRC, where your friends are. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Sometimes this intro goes 20, sometimes it goes 60, sometimes it goes a minute and a half. Depends on the mix, but I hope you're enjoying it. Here's Stevie Wonder, a little Superstition from WDRC.
Baby Superstition.
Thank you.
Nice. Warren Zevon at number 5, Mike.
Dead Man's Party. No, Werewolves in London.
Yeah, and his hair
Dead Man's Party
perfect.
Is Oingo Boingo. Okay.
Yeah. And
I met a little girl. Hey, he took the bones rubbing over his chest. All that other crazy stuff he did, yeah.
Drinking
he's
a Mai Tai.
Sick little MF-er, yeah. Put her in a cage. Build a cage with her bones. Horns of On, as some people call it.
The one song on the top 10 I don't know. It's a recent one. It's by a band called Pop Evil. It's called Deal with the Devil. It's pretty.
What is it?
Deal with the Devil. It's from 2013, so none of us will know it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good evil sound to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you,
clever. Clever use of melody.
I wonder if you ever played this song on the radio, Mike. Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, man. 1984, we proved that the other day. This was on the top 100 in 1984.
Exactly,
was it not?
Exactly right.
Just born.
Hey, Hollywood, you're bringing them back. That's right. Never an original idea coming out of that place. No, not at all. You'll never do that. Hey, listen, are you a little worried about going to bed tonight? You're going to look under your bed. You're going to look into your closet. You're going to see what's around the corner. You never know what's going to be there. It could be something scary. Ghostbusters on WAVA.
And remember,
I walked on the ghost. That was the, give it to me again.
One more time.
Now, I know there's a delay. There's a fraction of a slight.
Yes.
Does the song for me come in earlier or later?
You want to stop short. You want to stop short a little bit.
Okay, here, let's try it again.
Here
let's
we go.
See if I can pull it off.
Okay? And I'll, you know what? I'll jingle into it for you.
Okay.
Have a happy Halloween.
Hey, it's going to be a good weekend. You got little guys going out trick-or-treating, so make sure you get out early. Temperature will be in the 50s tonight. That's perfect Halloween weather, so tell Junior that he should put on his Batman costume and get out there and enjoy himself. Hope you enjoy it, too. Hey, speaking of Halloween, we got the big WAVA Power Halloween party coming up on Saturday night. Wear your best costume, and you can take home $1,500. Could be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. WAVA!
Perfect!
There you go.
Nailed
thank
it.
You.
Perfect. And you
that's
know what?
Even when there's a slight delay that I have to use there, you know, and do that one.
Everyone loved that song because it sounded, it's the kind of song that when you heard it, it sounded like you'd already heard it before. And you had.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was chemically identical to
Do I Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis.
Right. And they did have to settle out of court on that one, too. Okay, number two, we will hear this song again on today's show. So, spoiler alert, Bobby Boris Pickett. And it's a novelty record, Mike.
Yes.
It's the Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night.
And the weird thing is this was a hit in October of 62, but also in August of 73. I don't know why.
It's classic.
It is.
I mean, it's truly an American classic. The Monster Mash, and you still hear it at Halloween parties. It's
of course.
Fantastic.
Well, you have to play it. It's sort of required. And, this next one is our number one, and I was surprised to find out it was Michael Jackson's number one downloaded song of all time. And, of course, the video that you could always see at raffles, too.
Darkness comes. The evil. Vincent Price, a married man married to Eve Arden.
You know, I found out how they got Vincent Price to do the vocal on this. Did you know that he was friends with Peggy Lipton, who at the time was married to Quincy Jones, who produced the record?
Really?
So Quincy said, Peggy, call Vinny and see if he'll do the record. And that's how they got him.
And this was also right at the beginning of the music video era.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being a fairly short-lived era, I think. You know, I mean, it's not as big as it used to be with MTV, but I remember when I was a club DJ and watching 250 people on a dance floor, stopping, staring at a video. One of the neatest moments of my life.
That's
one of the
cool.
First clubs to get it, and it was absolutely incredible. We had a giant TV screen and put that thing on, and I remember it was like liquid gold. It was just incredible to watch people respond to it.
How many times would you play it in a night?
Three or four, probably.
Wow. Yeah. And it was long.
Early on, three or four. And then usually every time I was there, I'd play it. It was really
That's cool.
Spectacular. And the dance sequence was amazing. And they still use that dance sequence.
Mm-hmm.
They steal that in every modern choreography when you see on, like,
Dancing with the Stars and things like that. So that's pretty good. I like that list.
I wonder if any of the people that danced in the video, it's so long ago, I wonder if they're actually dead now. I wonder if they are actually now dancing zombies.
Yeah, they actually look like they did when they put makeup on them in the video.
So that's your, those are your Halloween records, Mike. Happy Bravo. Halloween.
Oh, my God. We're running late now. Start the show, you hump, please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Reagan. I'm a friend of your mother's. I'd like to help you.
You might loosen the straps.
I'm afraid you might hurt yourself, Reagan.
I'm not Reagan.
Well, then let's introduce ourselves. I'm Damien Karras.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
If you're the devil, why not make the straps disappear?
That's much too vulgar a display of power, Karras. Mirabile dictu, don't you agree?
You speak Latin.
Ego te absolvo.
Quod nomen mihi est.
La plume de matant.
How long are you planning to stay in Reagan?
Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth. What's that?
Holy water.
You keep it away. Oh, it burns!
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by SeatGeek.
Uh-huh.
Well, you already know the NFL season is rocking. And hey, hats off to the Miami Dolphins. Fabulous job against the Patriots.
Go Fins.
Jesus. I mean, I just like to see the Patriots being one real game. You know what I mean? Have somebody show up to play them just one time. It would be helpful. Now, that has nothing to do with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is where you get tickets to go to your game. And I'm sure that if you use SeatGeek, you would have been able to go to Foxborough and get great seats to see the Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins, who basically left their mojo on the bus before they got off the bus to go in and play the Patriots.
You're not going
to
sing Psycho Killer again, are you?
No, I won't. Okay. Our listeners right now can use promo code TMOS on the SeatGeek app and get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Now, what is SeatGeek, Mike? You've been ranting about a particular game that you were concerned about. Let me tell you what they do. They pull in ticket options from everywhere, and they create a one-stop shop for tickets. Anybody that's ever searched for tickets online knows that it can be extremely confusing because you don't know which is the best site and who's going to give you the best value. What they do at SeatGeek is they get them from everywhere and they let you know what the deal is, the real deal. They calculate the value of every ticket, rank them from 1 to 100, then color code them so you can tell at a glance the best ticket at the best value. And the SeatGeek mobile app makes the ticket buying process easy as can be. No more typing in squiggly letters, just two quick taps and you're there. To redeem your promo code and save $20 on tickets, just download the free SeatGeek app today and enter code TMOS in the app. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 when you make your first SeatGeek purchase. Every ticket on SeatGeek is backed by 100% guarantee. Download that free SeatGeek app and use the code TMOS today. Thank you, SeatGeek.
Do
we
it.
Appreciate that.
Awesome.
Welcome. Oscar is getting his learning on today. That's why we're here
getting
today.
Getting his
it's
diploma on.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we come in and Rob and I have a little love fest together, but sometimes we do a couple on Thursday, but it's, you know, every other week or so, Oscar getting that MBA, which someday is going to, you know, well, he'll certainly be able to use it at parties.
Yes.
I know that. He'll certainly be able to walk into a party and go, yes, I have my master's in business. Thank you.
You know what he should do for Halloween? He should walk around with a mortar board and just be a smart guy. Or, you know, as they would market it at Party City, sexy smart guy.
Sexy, smart guy. So Oscar will return on Monday. We're looking forward to that. It is the big eating time of the year, and I am looking forward to that. This is officially the start of the eating season. You have to just mind your P's and Q's. I have a great deal of difficulty during Halloween.
Is it really because of the proximity and the availability of candy? Is it the change in the weather?
Look, I don't think I would be fat if I did not adore candy.
True enough.
I like candy.
True
I've
words,
always
Mike.
Like, and I love chocolate candy. I love Kit Kats. I love Reese's. I love Butterfingers. I like ice cream. I like all that great stuff.
Snickers.
And this traditionally for me, I don't know about
Milky
Way. You, Rob, but when I have lost weight, I usually would lose weight during the summer when I'd be much more active and I'd be doing a lot of stuff outdoors. And so, you know, October like 14th or 15th would run around and somebody say, "You look really good." I'd say, "Yep, that's it. That's my cue."
Yeah.
And it's off to do that. And there's comfort food around this time of year as well. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will tell you the holiday season begins with Thanksgiving. This is not the case. The holiday season begins now. It begins with Halloween. And because what it is, it's another eating-centric holiday.
Right.
And, you know, it's all about the candy. And, Mike, you're right. I think the first 6 or 7 months of the year mm-hmm. are when one tries to lose weight. Then there's a two-month sort of gray area. And then you put it all back on in the last 2 months.
It's tough, and you got to, you know, Michael went to the trunk or treat the other night and got just maybe 12 pieces of candy. I had two of them. So, you know,
but they
I'm
were full size, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. No, they were fun size. They were a little fun
nothing
size.
Nothing fun
Kit
about
Kats.
That.
Mm-mm. But the fact that we are not going to have trick or treaters this weekend means there's not any candy in the house. And that kind of kills me in a way, because when we lived in the house in Manassas, there would be full size trunks of candy.
Sure.
That I would get
you
myself.
You got a lot of
trick
or treaters at that house, right?
We did. We did. We had a lot of trick or treaters who would come by, and we truly enjoyed that. It was always very, very special when they would come by, and they would always sound something like this. Feliz Navidad. I'm sorry. That's another holiday. I apologize.
I think I encountered one of your trick-or-treaters when I tried to make an appointment for Julia this morning, and I called the ENT, and they said, "We are not accepting new patients at this time."
Oh, wow.
I said, yes.
Hey, a little bit of the medical system. Is she okay?
She has got a small ear infection that what flipped us out last Sunday, she woke up, and there was actually a little blood on her pillow. Her ear was bleeding, so we took her to the right away because it's Sunday. You can't get an appointment anyway. But because it was Sunday, the doctors were closed. Yes,
Rob.
Yes. No, Mike.
That's not an ear infection.
Oh, stop it!
That's not an ear infection.
Stop it!
She's been visited in the middle of the night by vampire. She's been visited by Dracula. That's the Anthony Hopkins from Dracula. I swear to God, I watched Dracula last night.
Good boy.
I watched Dracula. It's not that great a movie,
no.
but Gary Oldman's voice and the way he uses his voice is so magnificent.
And the way he looks in it is great with his big hair.
The children of tonight. What beautiful music they make. Anyway, it's fantastic. Hey, we're up on a break.
Yeah,
I gotta
we got
come
to.
Back.
We got to.
More fun and more thrills.
She's
going to
be fine. Antibiotic drugs.
Well, get well soon, Julia. And,
thank you.
Doctors, take patience. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Maybe I'll get like a whole ringmaster.
Yeah, but you do need to color your beard, though. You need to have a garish black beard.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, people close to death. Anyway.
You can put Frankie in a cage instead of a bunny. It'll be Frankie.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll bring Beluga. I'll bring limping Beluga into the party.
Put your head in Beluga's mouth to show your brain.
No, believe me, I'd rather put my head up an elephant's.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Bonus. Warning to listeners, potential bonus show subscribers, if you don't like cussing, you won't enjoy this week's bonus show.
But thank if you like it, it's the one for you.
Oh, it absolutely is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Tough to run a small business. You got to ABC, always be closing. Vistaprint helps you do just that. With Vistaprint.com, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Trust me, there is nothing greater than whipping out a beautiful Vistaprint card to make a first impression with a client. You can choose from Vistaprint's great templates or add your own logo or artwork. It's easy to customize in every way and make a card that's all about you.
You
can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided, or even raised print. Vistaprint does it all. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations, anything you need for home or business. Plus, Vistaprint has the best customer service, and they guarantee you'll be really, really happy. Just remember, use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember that, TMOS, and don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com, order it today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have a new chiropractor, and I am thrilled. I am absolutely
now,
thrilled.
That's great. Now, you and I have shared chiropractors in the past, right. And I think one of the things that we have discussed, if not on air, certainly in real life, there is nothing worse than a tentative, and ladies, I'm sorry, or a female chiropractor that's not strong enough to get it done.
Well, you can't say female because you can get a female that would be strong.
I said a female that is not strong enough to get the job done.
Well, anybody that is my feeling with chiropractic is you got to go all in. And you're absolutely right. We both had a chiropractor at the same office who weighed probably 87 pounds. And there was no way physically that she could crack my back.
I saw her, you know, they have mirrors around in the chiropractor's office.
Ooh,
I saw her bounce off me. Like, instead of my back giving, she'd push and bounce back. Like,
well, that is simply because the consistency of your body is like a trampoline in most areas.
I'm like
that's
a
the way
very elastic.
I'm very elastic.
You try not to get mad at him, but you're like, okay.
You're in the wrong line of work, lady.
Because don't you, I've never asked you about this. Don't you feel as though when you go into a chiropractor's office and they fake it? That's what I feel like when they don't crack it, when you don't feel something in your spine go, you feel like they're faking it. And
I've had the exact same discussion with a guy that's in Ashburn, and he's a really good guy, and he's helped me a lot of times, like when I get in a real bad way, and he'll sneak me in and help me out. And I tell him, I say, you know, I didn't feel it adjust. I got to feel it adjust. He says, then you're really going to feel it adjust. I said, I'm here to feel it. Make it crack. Make some noise. I want to hear that.
This guy is the strongest chiropractor I have ever had. He's not big. He's not all that tall. He's thin, but he is so incredibly strong, and he doesn't pussyfoot around when he does that. That's right. We didn't tell you this, but someone who's also been getting some more education, Pony's been getting his chiropractic license.
He's tall and thin, and he can deadlift 600 pounds.
Strong fingers.
It is so refreshing to go in there. And as you know, I've talked about my myriad of health issues, and it's kind of frustrating when every year it's the same old stuff. Bottom line is I have moderate to severe hip arthritis and back arthritis and all that. I've got bad joints. My family had it. It runs in my family. And
you ran a bad joint in Manassas, actually.
Into the ground.
Indeed.
Closed
down. It was fun for 2 years. Maybe a year and a half. And it's just so frustrating for me because I don't want to get cut on. I've talked about it on the show. So I decide when I come back down here, where I'm out there trying to hit the egg a little bit more, that I will go to a new chiropractor. And I just go online, and it's like throwing darts at a dartboard. You don't know what you're going to find. But I go down to this one guy, and he was so good at, and none of the dog and pony crap they do in the other offices, like where they put the electrodes on you, which I think...
Oh, so they don't do the electrostem?
We don't do the electric. You get right in there. Good. He's got a computer screen where you go in and you point to your symptoms on the little body that they have up there, and you go, finished. And he looks at that when he comes in. And if it's the same, you just hit the same as last time, and you go in there. And I told him about my hip, and he said that he can do an adjustment for that. And then he said, if you're okay with that. And I said, why wouldn't I be okay? He said it's a pretty rigorous adjustment.
Oh, I would think the problem would be the increased intimacy of a hip adjustment.
No,
the hip from the inside.
No, it's not. There's nothing. There is nothing intimate about it. It's just something that, let me explain what happened. He gives me the neck adjustment, and then he does the middle part of the back where he puts two hands there, and he kind of goes crunch, and you get that little bit. Then you turn on your side and you put your right leg over your left leg and you're on your left side. And he kind of twists the lower back and goes crunch.
Right.
And you do the same thing on the right side.
When did you break wind?
I have fought windbreakage in chiropractic.
Me too.
You know, where you're just sitting there. Great, Rob. We are the dueling. When we ever do this show together, we are the dueling porcos.
If you think about it, I would think even a skinny person, when you have that sort of undue pressure being pressed so close to your colon, it's got to go somewhere, Mike. No, and I bet any chiropractor worth his salt has experienced that foul cloud a few times.
Well, I had a 5 o'clock appointment the other day, and it was we eat early in the Mara household.
Right after dinner, a postprandial visit.
I mean, it was just like, okay, 1, 2, 3, crack. Thank you. No, I didn't. That didn't happen. So he cracks the right side.
I made a copay in my pants.
He cracks the left side. I'm fine with it. And then he says, okay, I want you to lie back on your back. And I'm going to put the seat up a little bit, and I want you to put your right knee up in the air. And so he said, I put my right knee up in the air.
Yeah.
And he says, now, just look up at the ceiling right now. And then without warning, I feel this, and I'm like, Oh, God. No, it was not pain. It was it literally felt as though he was trying to rip my leg out of its socket.
Wow.
It was so powerful, and I stood up, and I don't want to say I was pain-free because I'm not. I'm not out of the woods. This is a tough joint right here, the hip joint, the hip bone connected to the ass bone or whatever the hell it is.
That's how the song goes.
Mm-hmm. And it was just like, and then that was my first one, and then I went in this week too, and now I knew it was coming, and even then it was just like, okay, I want you to take a big, deep breath.
In the interest of symmetry, he did it again.
He said, let me give that one more.
In the interest of symmetry, did he do both hips or just the one?
He did one hip. He did the right hip, which is Why would it drive you crazy?
Because OCD.
I would go crazy. I'd be like, you have to do the other one. Or I'm
Pony
not walk
out
walk.
Like dragging his right leg.
Well, Pony would be in the parking lot walking in circles because he couldn't turn left.
Let me tell you, Pony, if he did the adjustment on you that he did on me, he would have your leg in his hand. Oh, he would just be holding it like a zombie, just walking around. But we'll see. But it's very, very cool. And he's a wonderfully talented guy. He's hearing impaired, too. So, I mean, I give guys that deal with that adversity a tremendous amount of credit. He is, and I said this to his face, and this is not because of any disability that he has. I said, without question, he is the best chiropractor that I have ever had in my life.
That's
absolutely
fantastic.
And the whole deal with chiropractic, man, move the body. You got to move the spine. Why do they call it an adjustment?
It's an adjustment.
They're moving the vertebrae. They're moving the, your joints around a little bit. They're basically roughing you up to see if they can move things off the nerves. And he did it, and he did it beautifully.
You paint a wonderful picture of how that worked. But, and this is going to sound weird, but anyone who's done chiropractic will understand this. With the hip adjustment, does it hurt so good? Like
it's scary. It's scarier than it's painful. And then there's a little tenderness right after that.
Did you ice it when you got home? No,
I didn't ice it. I'm not a good patient that way.
Me neither.
When they tell me to put ice on things, it's like, oh, bite me. Just do it right, and I'll just see if it doesn't hurt.
Well, he used to adjust my fingers, and I would ice them by holding a glass full of ice.
You have a hand injury, it's a beautiful thing to do. You just keep filling the cup with ice, and that's the way it'll go.
I got no feeling in my extremities, but my hand feels great.
If you listen to yesterday's show, ladies and gentlemen, you will know that in the middle of the show, Mrs. O'Meara came in and presented me with a little piece of paper that said jury duty.
Yes.
I got jury duty coming up on December 4th on a Friday. And I don't think I'm going to try to get out of it. We'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. This is Ray Parker Jr. on WABA. Something strange in the neighborhood. Who you going to call?
Ghostbusters! Something hey! Are you going to call?
Ghostbusters? I don't know. By the way, and I think I'm a betting person here.
Yeah.
For the new Ghostbusters that's coming out with all the old guys from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They got be prepared for disappointment.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Right. Welcome back to our Mike O'Mara Show. The Amazon MVP contest is underway. Just make the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon most valuable purchase. All you have to do is shop through our Amazon page and then tell us what you bought by emailing us at MVP@MikeO'MaraShow.com. MVPs will be featured on the show, and even better, this Christmas, we will cover the cost of the MVP purchases of five randomly chosen MVP listeners. You know, the guy that I was railing against before about, you know, saying, does his
when does the contest start? Yes.
Did you get the apology letter that he sent?
I couldn't have deleted it any faster. It just made me feel weird inside.
I felt horrible. So let me just say, like Belushi when he smashes a guitar in Animal House. Sorry. Well, anyway, it's our treat. This Christmas, we will cover the cost of MVP purchases for five randomly chosen MVP listeners. It is our treat. That's truly MVP treatment.
It is.
And a little holiday magic. We're doing this because we want you to go through our Amazon page when you're buying your holiday gifts, everybody. Anybody can win, and any purchase can win, but MVP purchases have doppel the chance to win this holiday season. So when you say that, if they let us know what they bought, they're entered twice. Is that the way that goes?
No, if they're chosen to be featured, and we'll have our first featured winner on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. Then they have double the chances. So they want to get in as soon as possible and be featured as our banner ad. So you know what? Enter this weekend because we need a winner for Monday.
Yeah, you buy something on our Amazon page and email us at MVP@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Buy stuff, send us your proof of purchase, and get ready to win. Good luck, and we want you to be our MVP. We're very excited about
that contest.
So cool.
We've got so much good stuff cooking up for Christmas this year. I can't wait for December. It's going to be great.
Are you doing the fruitcakes?
Absolutely. Nuts.com has got me my black walnuts on the way.
Good.
And they'll be ready to go. We will do the 12 days of fruitcake. Maybe we'll combine the contest and you can have fruitcake and free things.
No, that's very exciting.
Wonderful.
You guys hate the fruitcake deal. You know,
no,
what? Why must you destroy a boy's dream?
No, I just hate anything that brings you joy. But anyway, that's no, I'm kidding, of
and
course.
And then hate yourself.
Thank you, Rob. That's very kind of you.
Oh, God.
You know, excuse me. Let me lean over to the right here. So the notice came in the mail yesterday.
Yes.
Jury duty. Report to the old downtown Fort Myers courthouse. And I have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know. I am both curious and filled with, concern.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever been called?
I have gotten out of jury duty probably twice in my life.
Okay.
It has been a long time. Didn't take long for me to, you know, register down here, get the old permanent address down here before they tap me on the shoulder.
Well, there's not many people in Florida that have a real physical address, Mike. Most of the people in your town are vagrants and wanderers.
Well,
so
I am very curious about the process, but at the same time, I know this.
Yeah.
You walk into that situation, and you could be in one of those trials.
Oh, and
right?
Mike, you could be spending Christmas Day with 11 other angry men with the man's life hanging in your hand.
Yeah, 12 angry Mikes.
Yeah, 12 angry Mikes. Because you are so close to Christmas, you get a three-week trial. They happen all the time. You'll be sequestered in a hotel away from your family for Christmas. This is tragic.
Worst-case
scenario, of course, but...
No, the thing is, I can't control what happens when I go in there, but I will tell you, with all the television I've watched over the years, I say to myself, it would be fascinating to actually be an eyewitness to that type of stuff. You know, I mean, I would really, really love to be there. But at the same time, if I smelled a rat that this was going to be one of those mega trials,
yes,
I might actually, you know, say, well, I'll be fine as long as they're not a minority, sir. You know, and then thank you, Mr. O'Mara. You're excused. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the system. I was tempted to call the judge, my buddy the judge.
Yes.
And ask him about it, but I said, that's a violation of ethics. I'm not going to put him in that situation.
I know a gentleman who got out of jury duty because he got to the point where he was being questioned, and they said, what is the last book you read? And he said, Memphis Mystery by Major Bill Smith. And chronicled why Elvis is still alive. And it got him excused.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, because of the line of work you're in, you're probably not a desirable juror on either side.
Because I'm so crazy opinionated?
Well, no, because you're a DJ. You're a media figure.
What if they were to come to me and I was to say, the lawyers interview you, right? The lawyers,
the attorneys for both sides. Yeah, if you get to that point, because the way I was probably called about 10 years ago, and there's a huge pool that you all go sit in a room. Then, from that pool, like a select few are brought out to the next level, and that's the interview stage. So you might not even make it.
So that's where
the
they're
interview
basically
stage.
Interviewing the jury to see who's going to be seated on the jury. I would look at them and say, I don't believe in the entire justice system. I think it's skewed for the common man, and it's unfair, yeah. And I think it's BS. And, you know, really, in a manner of speaking, I do believe that. I have experienced on the other side trying to get somebody prosecuted from stealing
right.
from my ex-wife and I, and we were screwed on that one. They ended up letting this person walk, and I never got restitution. So I don't believe in the American justice system. I think when you get into it, you actually can get really, really screwed. I might say that. That's the truth.
Well, that
I'm
is
not
the
lying
truth.
About that.
That's the
you
absolute
swear to
truth.
Tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'd say, yeah, I don't believe it. I think it's a racket. I think it's complete. I think it's all controlled by Walmart.
it's controlled by big law.
If I do shtick, if I was to do something like say that, I think it's all controlled by Walmart, how much trouble can you get?
Sir, come with me.
No, I'm just scared of it. I'm scared. Walking through those doors, I don't want, like, contempt of court.
I don't
have to go
think.
Down a urine-smelling cell for 24 hours.
Don't do
like that.
Shtick, but tell the truth. Because if you don't believe in the justice system, you don't believe it. If you lay out the possibility that they're all on the take from Walmart, yes, they're going to slap cuffs on you and throw you in a urine-smelling jail.
Do you have any idea when you go into the courthouse, and I'm not talking about outside of the courthouse, but when you go into the courthouse, do you have any idea that you may be there at a time when there is some high-profile deal going on through the grapevine that's going on?
I never served on a jury, but I remember in my senior government class, we had to observe a trial. And I went to the Fairfax County Courthouse. This was the only time I went to the courthouse on this side of the bars. And I went into the courthouse.
He's not telling a joke there.
Probably. I'm not. I've spent a lot of time there. Too much. Yeah. So you go into the courthouse, and then there is a board. But this is, of course, 1989, that had the docket. And I was able, and it said what trial was going on and in what courtroom. And I went and I watched a murder trial. Because it seemed like the best one to watch. But if you're in there...
Was it cool? Was it fun?
It was great. I wrote a paper on it. It was so cool to watch everything go down. But the problem is that if you go and see what's on the docket the day you're there, that session's already going. So you won't be able to... I don't think there's like a coming attractions docket.
All right, I got the site here. I don't know where it's from. It's called the Guardian, and it says... 10 things that jurors need to know.
Okay.
The process will begin with a letter arriving at the post saying you have been in the post.
Oh, so is it British?
Is that British?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. You know, stay off my internet. Stay off my internet, you limey bastard.
What's really great is you're going to get a letter in the post. The second thing the juror must know is respect the man in the white powdered wig.
Jeez. When you receive your letter at the post, you will be told. But do you know what I just saw in their first stanza once again?
What?
Foreign countries better. They said 2 weeks. That's how much they take of your time. They take 2 weeks.
Wow.
If they're able to take 2 weeks. But for us, it's unlimited, right? It could go as long as
possible. It could be open-ended. I really don't think you're going to be selected, especially when you go in wearing that hat that Mark Riddell made you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you aren't dismissed, you're now part of the impaneled jury and will be sworn in. The judge will give some basic instructions and information, like whether you can take notes.
That's you all over.
All I think about is comedy and how I can appear to be crazy. Will I be able to dig my notes on my Etch-A-Sketch, Mr. Judge? Mr. O'Mara, you've been excused.
Did you ever take notes even in college? You're not going to take notes in court.
I was not a real vigorous note taker.
No, I would think
right
maybe,
up here, baby. The intergovernment, that's what I did.
I would think maybe you would play it. You would bring a tape recorder. That might be more your scene.
No, I don't think they'll let you do that. The judge will have given you an idea of how long the trial should last during the V-O-I-R-D-I-R-E. Voir dire?
That sounds right.
All right. Do you have any idea what the
spell
voir dire
it again?
Is? I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
Spell it for me. V-O-I-D-I-R-E.
I'm doing it. Hold on, Vaudire. V-O-I is a legal phrase that refers to a variety of procedures connected with jury trials.
Oh, okay.
It originally referred to an oath taken by jurors to tell the truth. Got my Etch-A-Sketch, Mr. Judge. Thank you.
Talk into my microphone, please.
Paul just had it. My brother-in-law just had it in July. And, you know, he almost didn't make it up for a big shindig we were having for him. And so it, you know, he got out of it, but he didn't try to get out of it. He actually
right.
just got lucky, and they said, you're done. You're done for the day. They settled the case. That happens a lot. Where they said the party settled.
They settled.
Thank you very
court,
much
yeah.
because people are afraid of a jury trial. But when there I are a lot called, of instructions.
When
here.
I was called, I got a note written for me by a superior at WJFK that said, in a sense, that I was the only one who could do my job, and it was not possible to excuse me for the day. So would you like me to write you a note? Because, Mike, you are irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
We could dummy up some Mike O'Mara Show stationery. We could make it look good.
Here are the myths about jury duty. You won't be called for jury duty if you don't register to vote. That's not true, they say.
Okay.
Myth number two, you can't postpone your service date. Well, there's a part on the form I saw that you could put a request in if you have a legitimate like a person that you're caring for,
right.
or there's a disability,
like
illness,
a baby,
that type of
Mike.
Stuff. So,
oh,
see, that's
I'm
not
kidding.
True, Mr. Uh-huh. Internet. That's not true. Myth number three: the courts don't care about your financial or other hardship. Actually, the court does care about your financial hardship. You're no good to them if you go homeless in the middle of a lengthy trial or have to work afterwards. So, I have to be here every day. To keep my home.
I do.
That's
or you're
it.
Going I'll to lose the house to the crooked bankers.
Mm-hmm. I was told repeatedly during the selection process, they don't let you work on trial days because they don't want you distracted. If your employer won't pay you for the majority of your jury service, you can claim financial hardship and ask the judge to excuse you.
Mm.
I have to be here to do the commercials.
You do. You do. And also, keep in mind, you're caring for your child.
Yes, this is, well, that's not true. He's in preschool starting on Monday. So,
well, you don't know that he'll still be in preschool December 4th. Maybe the school shuts down.
Let me see. Myth number four, you won't be punished for lying to the court.
What?
So that just answered my question if I tell a fib. Lying about hardships to get out of jury duty is perjury. If you're caught, the government can choose to prosecute you for your infraction. Perjury is a felony, blah, blah, blah. I don't like this website. It's mean. myth number five.
The internet is mean, Mike. That's what it is.
Myth number five, a judge will excuse you from jury duty if you're biased. See, I thought that was true.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Judges won't excuse you if you have a bias toward the case, but lawyers might. Well, okay. Okay, Mr. Bad Website. That's true. I don't miss. It's not.
And if you want to go there, folks, it's called Mr. Bad Website.
Mr. Bad Website. Myth number six, you can't go home until your jury service is complete. As a juror, you're required to stay silent about the proceedings of your case until deliberations are completed and the verdict is a matter of public record. People new to jury service sometimes assume this means you can't go home until the case is finished. No, that's if you're sequestered, you can't go home.
And also, you should make it be known, Mike, that you will only be sequestered in a 4-star hotel or better.
How about if I was to be seated on a jury and then the trial was over for the day and we walked out into the main hallway and I go, that guy is guilty as sin. and myth number seven, all verdicts must be unanimous. Myth number eight, your boss can fire you for serving on a jury and missing work. I bet that's happened, but they say it can't happen.
Yeah, so settle down, Oscar. You can't fire Mike.
So, I don't know. Right now, the plan is I'm going to roll down there on, you know, because we...
What time do you report in?
8 o'clock on a Friday. So, it's a Friday. It works kind of well for our schedule.
Oh, it does.
If it was a Monday, it'd be a different story, you know. So, we'll wait and see what happens. And I'm thinking about, you know, wearing Jimmy Cerito's moose costume when I go down to the courthouse.
I think that should just, be right.
Well, yeah.
Or could you have Mr. Cerito come and represent you? Would it be great? You would come in and he would be at your side in a suit. I will be helping by representing Mr. O'Mara.
Mr. Cerito, like, I walk in and Jimmy's got me on a leash. And I'm just going, row, 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 row. Now, I think I want to see what the experience is like.
Yeah.
For one reason and one reason only. I'm taking a gamble here. I want to share it with the listening audience, and I think it would be incredible material. So that's why, you know, I'll let you know. And by the way, I'm self-employed, so I really don't have a Miss Bobby to write me a note now.
That's
so
true. That's true. But so I do think what to expedite everything, what you should do is as soon as you get into the deliberation room, just go, guilty, 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 guilty.
Hang him. Yeah. And take a letter opener and just pound it into the wooden table.
Exactly. Perfect.
Yeah, thank you. 12 Angry Man. And we'll take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. At this moment of doubt
and pain. Hi, this is a random physicist, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag?
Okay, thanks. Rob with two B's. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com, and your letter will get read in the Wednesday mailbag.
Put it in my bag.
Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have told you about our sponsor Next Issue and how it's the best way to read all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere. Well, Next Issue's new name is Texture, and Texture has spectacular new features that guarantee you the best reading experience around. Texture is your all-access pass where the world's best magazines are always available on your iPhone or your tablet. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly. Rob Spiewak's enjoying his Texture right now.
I love reading Rolling Stone every week. The new one that has The Weeknd on the cover. Fascinating article about the dark web. And we heard about it when the Ashley Madison hack happened, and about there's this secret internet that you don't know how to get to. Read it. It will open your eyes. Read about the dark web in Rolling Stone. It's wild.
Texture lets you browse hundreds of magazines and cherry-pick the articles that interest you the most, and the Texture editorial team will even recommend stories for you on a daily basis. Plus, Texture has curated collections so you can really dive deep into your favorite topics and exclusive audio and video content as well. Texture satisfies every and any interest with Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Wired, Entertainment Weekly. You can even download articles and issues for offline reading, and you can share your subscription with the entire family. And the best part? Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Here's something I might want to mention in this entire commercial that they haven't. This is Texture, magazines for your tablet or your iPad.
Yeah.
That's what the service is. It's kind of salient to the actual copy. Think about it. Unrestricted access to the world's best magazines from back issues to the ones on the newsstand today. Texture. Try it for free right now at texture.com/TMOS, and I think you will really, really enjoy it, because what it is you get the magazine content. You don't have the clutter of magazines all over your house, and you can share it with family members, too. So you can put one person can have Texture on their iPad, another can have it on their phone, and everybody can enjoy the magazine content, and we recommend it highly, and glad to have Texture as an advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show.
News!
All right, I told you before on News You May Not Need we were going to have a Halloween segment. This is pretty good. I do this on a weekend that wasn't Halloween anyway. Since Halloween is this weekend, E! News put together a list of a bunch of interesting facts about horror movies. We've got a few right here. I got the top 10. They did 31 of them.
Okay, 31
facts. I weeded
facts.
It out and got the top 10 right here. We'll go from 10 to 1. Number 10, the original title for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was Head Cheese.
Isn't that nasty? I don't like that at all.
That is very, very nasty. Head Cheese, everybody. Number 9, none of the actors and actresses who were playing high school students in Carrie were actually teenagers.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you could play a teen in your 20s. I don't think that's that big a deal, to be honest with you. Here's another Carrie fact. Sissy Spacek, number 8, slept in her bloody clothes for 3 days while filming Carrie, the prom scene, in order to maintain continuity.
She seems nice.
No, but I don't think it was her being weird. It sounds to me like they said, look, just can you stay
just
in the outfit?
Stay in them. Oh, but can you imagine?
Because the blood splatter on that dress had to be uniform because they were shooting that scene for 3 days. So I don't think this is Sissy Spacek being wacky. I think this is probably the movie, but that's quite an ordeal.
That is, because even if it's fake blood, it's going to be corn syrup based, so it's going to be sticky. And if it's real blood, it's real blood. I mean, like, it would be like pig blood, I would imagine.
Here's the question I would have. couldn't they have just had her take off the dress? And
well, Mike, do you really want to see Sissy Spacek take off a dress?
But it's on her hair and it's on her face, too.
That's
her
true.
Face. Number seven, while filming Scream, the actors were never allowed to see the man who voices Ghostface. Director Wes Craven thought it would make their performances more realistic, and so the guy, Roger L. Jackson, would hide on set and actually make the phone calls during the scenes, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
That is brilliant. And, you know, and that's another horror movie that holds up. I love Scream. Yeah. It's a good one.
Number six, due to his experience as a volunteer firefighter, Jack Nicholson took down the prop door with an axe in The Shining too quickly. They had to switch it with a real door for
wow.
that scene. So when he's doing the Here's Johnny, I guess
oh,
he
so cool.
knocked the door down. Number five, the color red is present in almost every shot of The Shining. About,
wow.
Now I'm going to go back and watch it just to see
wow.
that. Wow,
I love
cool.
stuff like that.
Number four, the blood used in Night of the Living Dead is chocolate syrup. Of course, the movie was in black and white. This was actually common in black and white films. It was used for the shower scene in Psycho as well. They used chocolate
wow.
syrup for that.
Wow, and delicious.
Yeah.
Everybody knows number three. The vomit used in The Exorcist was pea soup.
Yes.
Everybody knows
mm-hmm.
that. Number two, in The Exorcist, Linda Blair's character was supposed to vomit on Father Karras's chest, but the tube they used misfired and it hit him in the face. So the look of disgust, the look of disgust as he wipes off the vomit is genuine.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
You know, even if he didn't know it was coming, I mean, yeah. it'd be disgusting. And here's the last one. The Exorcist is the first horror movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards. It also lost out to a movie that Rob Spiewak likes a lot. Do you
What's
remember
that?
The movie that beat it?
I don't.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Sting. Oh,
The Sting.
Yeah. But you
Absolutely.
Know what? The weird thing is having watched The Exorcist fairly recently, the
yeah.
one thing about it that doesn't age well, the amount of smoking in it. It's it really people don't smoke
yeah,
anymore.
It's awkward.
And
yep.
well, a pony loved it. That was his favorite part.
It was great.
But a lot of smoking.
Caitlyn Jenner was announced yesterday as one of Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year.
Glamour Magazine.
Glamour Magazine Women of the Year, along with Reese Witherspoon, Victoria Beckham, and the U.S. women's soccer team.
Hey!
Obviously, it's Caitlin who'll get the most attention, a lot of it negative.
Yep.
And she's ready. Her rep said, quote, "Where there is hateful chatter on Twitter, there is just as much, if not more, love and support. We prefer to focus on the positive." So that's a good thing.
Hey, CJ, what's up?
Just want to say I'm honored.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
She goes. He goes. She goes. Sorry, I was not trying to be a joke. I you know.
I love that she always stands by and ready for her name to be
yes.
called. Yeah.
You know, I love these stories, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Is unraveling again.
Oh
that
no.
Now you put that sentence, and Mike O'Mara is going to put that on his news.
Surprise
you may not
you
need.
Bury the lead there, Mike. You should have
yesterday. He was getting ready for a TV performance in Norway. And when he went on to wipe up the crowd, warm up the crowd,
yes.
a fan spilled something on the stage. Justin scolded the fans for being out of control and tried to mop up the mess. I guess they spilled a drink or a beer or something like
yes.
that. Then for some reason he snapped and he stormed off the stage saying, quote, "Guys, never mind, I'm done. I'm not doing the show."
What a jerk.
Off.
Well, you've made it when you're on Norwegian TV.
We have talked mm-hmm. for many, many years about the old business of show.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the cardinal rule is you don't walk off.
No,
you just
can't.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. He apologized later on Instagram. That was nice of him.
How very sincere of him.
Yeah, here's his quote. "Sadly, it's been a rough week for me. Long days, no sleep, while having to be on, as they would say, for cameras and fans. In no way did I mean to come across as mean." Okay.
Well, he's not coming across as mean. He's coming across as a dick.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah,
very
a total
different.
Douche, which is what he is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Adele's new album, we talked about it earlier in the week. It's 25. It comes out on November 20th. Now, don't do the fart sound for Adele. I like Adele. Stop that.
All right.
The new album is 25, comes out on November 20th. It's going to be huge. How big? Try bigger than Taylor Swift huge. Early
oh,
predictions
wow.
say it's sell between 1.3. It'll sell 1.3 to 1.8 million copies. So it could very likely be the biggest debut for a female artist in history.
If she goes Taylor Swift big, that's a game changer, because I don't think anyone could touch those numbers.
Britney Spears holds the record with Oops, I Did It Again, sold 1.32 million copies in its first week all the way back in 2000. It could also become the first album to sell over a million in its first week since Taylor Swift's 1989 did it last year. So wow. We'll have to see. Remember, we talked about that the other day, that that's just got a very captivating sound. I mean, she has a magical sound to her voice, so I think it might happen.
And
I'm
she looks
sure.
dynamite. She really does. I apologize. I withdraw the fart sound effect.
Lamar Odom's father has been turned away from being able to visit his son at the hospital, and that decision reportedly has been made by Lamar himself.
Huh.
Odom's father, Joe Odom, said Wednesday night that Khloe Kardashian is in charge of who gets in to visit Odom at Cedars-Sinai, but apparently Lamar is making the decisions. TMZ reports he's currently doing well enough to make his own decision.
That's a good
and
sign.
And he gets the final say over who is allowed to visit him. So I have no idea. Obviously, maybe bad blood between Lamar and his father. But, you know, who knows? That's a messed up family. And finally, a little something-something. 56-year-old James Allen Darland of Mount Vernon, Washington, was arrested on Monday. You know, get the kids away from the listening device.
Okay, yeah.
He was arrested on Monday for pimping out his dog.
Oh. No.
He did it so he could have sex with farm animals.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Seriously, he'd make deals with other bestiality lovers that they could get it on with the
sure.
dog. This is nasty. I didn't put this in. It was so weird that I just threw it in
it's
here.
A Halloween story, Mike.
Thank you. He would do this if he could have the goats, horses, and the sheep, apparently. I didn't know you were reading about the black internet, the dark internet, or
yes,
whatever.
Yes,
you know.
The dark web.
That's not all. It turns out James used to work as a UPS driver.
Wow. How about
just
that?
Just gets better, doesn't it?
It sure does.
After he
Sign
was arrested,
here.
he admitted he sometimes would have sex with people's pets when he'd deliver a package.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry. I'm just the messenger, guys. I'm sorry about this. Fortunately, he will be going to prison. That's why I put the story in here, because he is going to jail. He was busted in a sting and was charged with one felony. I wonder if it was a B. I'm sorry. He was charged with one felony count of conspiracy to commit bestiality, which would get him a year in prison. I guess it pretty much gives new meaning to the phrase, what has Brown done for you?
Stop
Am
it.
I right, ladies?
It's horrible.
I'm sorry. We'll take a break. Come back with our final Audio Vault of the Week with Rob Spiewak right here. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the Mike Obetta Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Grammy Stein.
You don't look like your grandmother.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen any pictures of her.
On tomorrow's episode of the show, speaking of Grammys,
our show may very much affect the Grammys.
And you could be involved. We will explain that to you on tomorrow's show. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app. That hurt.
You blew a testicle.
The Tony Perkins Show.
What?
Wow. What was that at the very end there? I don't understand. Gary Stein said Tony blew a testicle. Listen to the Tony Perkins Show. Find out if that happened. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Nuts.com. We talk about Nuts.com because we love them. And go to the grocery store, look at the nuts that they're selling in the nut aisle there, and then check out the nuts on Nuts.com, and you'll see how much bigger, better, and more delicious they are, Rob Spiewak.
Don't take our word for it. Listen to listener Sue Williams, who wrote me and said, I ordered and just received my snacks from Nuts.com. I will definitely be getting future orders from them. Best nuts I ever tasted, and free stuff on my first order using the TMOS code. Mm.
Right now, new customers can get 4 free samples when you go to nuts.com and use their code TMOS. That's a $15 value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Your satisfaction 100% guaranteed and has been since the company was founded in 1929. They've got everything. 3,000 snacks as well as the nuts. They've got dried fruits, sweet treats. They've got cooking and baking goods like almond flour, chia seeds, grains, any powder you'd want to throw into your smoothie, plus coffees, teas, sugar-free and gluten-free snacks as well. And they've got gifts galore. Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers will get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to Nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's Nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. A minimum purchase is required. Thank you. Nuts.com. Without further ado, let's get it open right now. The Audio Vault for today, Friday, October 30th, 2015, the Friday before Halloween.
Mike, you are such a wonderful mimic that anytime I do any voice that you like, it always brings me great joy.
Yes.
And I know you love when I do Bette Davis.
Bette Davis, yes, great horror movie actress later in her career.
Which is why I saved this for today. She was promoting the movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane on the Andy Williams Show.
Wow.
And there's a song. Now, this song is not from the movie, but it is a song entitled Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Here's older Bette Davis to sing for you. It's horrible.
Does she speak it?
You'll see.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? She could dance, she could sing, make the biggest theater ring. Jane could do most anything. Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Now, before you light the fuse, I'm going to pause it because I watched this a few times and right. My initial thought was like you. I blanched, and that's not a pun, but I did. There's something about it that made me want to keep listening.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? When she'd walk down the street, all the world was lying at her feet. There was no one half as sweet. Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Where in the name of God did you find this?
Listeners send me stuff that is just so marvelous. And also, if you doubt the horror
And they send you
of this,
that too.
Yeah, but she's like also, she's like in her 60s, but dressed hip.
Whatever happens.
Okay. Like the views.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's when good. You're with your friends, I hope you think of it. And I hope you listen to it. I might put the clip on your wall.
That's a great horror movie, too. If you want to watch a scary movie, that's
that is
a scary one,
one that will stay with you because it's scary on every. Even Victor Bono is scary just because he's Victor Bono.
Yeah, ugh. Very, very good movie. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Check it out if you. It's black and white, everybody. Beware, beware. Be warned.
You know how they do in the fashion magazines like People or InStyle? Who wore it better?
Right.
Yeah, where they take two people in the same outfit. Today we're going to debut a new feature. Who told it better? We have two jokes from two late night shows. Here's Conan O'Brien telling a joke.
This is not so great. The math skills of American students has dropped for the first time since 1990. Yeah. Or as American math students put it, since 8 years ago.
Same night, Seth Meyers.
The Department of Education today announced that the math skills of American students have dropped for the first time since 1990, or as American students think of it, 11 years ago.
Seth Meyers.
I think Seth wins
Seth
on that,
Meyers,
right?
Well, Seth will always win. Seth Meyers, his delivery, he actually has his very unique delivery where Conan mm-hmm. kind of limps through it.
He does.
Has for a long. But Conan's got great writing, but it was, I think Seth Meyers wins that one.
And I always love when they tell the same joke because they both, you know, they got to think, oh, this is brilliant. We've got this joke nailed. And
you
then
what?
3,000 miles away, you know, they're telling the same
joke. It's a limited amount
of
material. Everybody's got the same crap. I mean, mm-hmm. they're just trying to trowel it out in a different way. That's the way they do it.
We all have access to the same stuff like the Holy Bible, Mike, and it takes Scarlett Johansson to make the Old Testament sexy. This is mm-hmm. a comedian, and he was on last season of Saturday Night Live. I don't think he's on anymore. His name is Mike O'Brien. His album dropped this week, and he has Scarlett Johansson doing sexy readings from the Bible.
If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, his father and mother shall bring him to the elders at the gate of his town. They shall say to the elders, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious." Then all the men of this town shall stone him to death.
I'd listen to that.
I'd listen to Scarlett Johansson say stubborn,
rebellious. Stubborn.
Hey, by the way, and I watch it all the time on cable now. Lucy is the coolest movie in the world. That is a movie
I haven't seen. Is it worth staying and
oh,
watching?
Oh, you love it.
Okay.
It's great.
I will
fantastic.
Take a
peek. Yeah. Now it's very, very cool.
Do they still have
it's sci-fi. It's a lot of CGI in sci-fi, but you'd like it.
Are the Mertzes still the neighbors?
Yes, exactly. Yes, okay. Ethel, Fred, and Ethel Mertz. Thank you very much.
Oh, Mike, if I ever have to buy a car in Wichita, I'm going to Priority Motors.
All you got to do is get down to Priority Motorsports, 5817.
Hold on, stop it. Stop it for a second. Okay. Pick out your whip and do the nay nay. Pick out your whip and do the nay nay. And do the stanky leg. And do the stanky leg. And do the stanky leg. I memorized it. I watched it that many times.
You love it that much?
Okay, listen
to this. Pick out your whip. So you can nay-nay, pick out your whip, So you can nay nay and do the stanky leg, do the stanky leg, throw a little stanky leg, do the broken leg, do the broken leg, do a little stanky leg, do a little bit stanky leg. Come on, pick out your whip. So you can nay-nay, pick out your whip.
You know, Mike, I love when the show comes full circle.
Yes.
Not only do you have that memorized, that's how you get out of jury duty.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I'll do that
when I go in there.
Exactly.
Pick out your whip and do the nay-nay. Thank you, Your Honor. Appreciate
that. That's your
stuff.
Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Friday and a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth, especially with our big Amazon MVP contest.
Yes.
Send us your purchases, and you could get your purchases paid for by us. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
Happy Halloween!
Have a happy Halloween.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.